Extract 7. Channel crossing.
But it was lovely, our one, with the nightclub, and we had a super cabin which was just below the nightclub. Utterly soundproof. You know, when you think what houses are like, when we shut our cabin door, you wouldn't know there was anything outside, yet there was a nightclub pounding music away, just one immediately overhead, and we were the cabin next to it. And you couldn't hear it at all.
It's a good thing.
And it's, of course, we could say to the children, we'll just be upstairs, and they knew they just had to put their dressing gown on and come up if they wanted us. And that was super.
Did you have a car with you?
It's all included in the price.
I see. Oh, well, how did you get... I mean, how did you find that side of it? Because...
Marvellous!
You know, some people say that driving a car across a ferry is the devil of a job.
Hey?
Well, this was...
taking a car across to the continent
on a ferry is
hell.
No, it isn't at all.
I don't know, but...
Well, I mean, we've done it... across the channel. Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I mean, across the channel.
Innumerable times, there's no trouble, is it?
Well,
I mean, you just drive the thing on, you get out of it, you take what you want, you lock the car, you go to, like, if you've got a cabin, if it's a night, this crossing, you automatically have a cabin, but on the cross-channel ones, you don't. But if it's a day one, you can have a day cabin, you want to pay for it, only a couple of pounds. I mean, it's probably worth it with kids. And you just dump this up, we always dump this up.
Well, I'll tell you the sort of thing I've heard. I mean, every summer, you see stories of tremendous queues at the...
But then people haven't booked.
Yeah. And people...
Mind you, last summer there was a weekend where the queues were so bad that even people who booked couldn't get the boats.
It was something to do with the strike, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was some trouble as well. Yes, that's right.
But certainly, in the past, we've just rolled up... If we go Southampton, Le Havre or Cherbourg, then we book. And I do wonder what would happen if, for example, there are often people who broke down, for example, so they missed their booking, or the child has been ill, so they'd stopped somewhere and they've missed their booking, and those people have to wait for a vacancy. Yeah. In the years we've been, they've got on usually. There haven't been masses of people waiting to get on. But when the year that we did break down, we were actually booked back across from Boulogne or...
Calais
or somewhere, and we just drove up and got onto the boat.
That was a very busy weekend, and they put on lots of extra boats, and we arrived sort of late on a Sunday evening, and we just drove straight on.
Wow.
And we were very lucky.